The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. The earth was a dark place, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God created us in His own image. And God saw what He had made, and behold, it was very good. In God's infinite love, He made us. And over time, we fell into sin, and again, the world became a dark place. We needed light again. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, a new light, a light that is a sign of hope and peace and joy and love. On that evening of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that new light entered the earth. And it would shine so bright and so powerful that it would change the world. That holy night, the bright new heavenly light would be seen by many and would inspire them to act and to journey to the light. And in that same region where our Lord and Savior was born were shepherds living in the fields, and they saw the light. They were doing what shepherds do. They were keeping watch over their flock, continuing in their work. They were keeping awake, always at the ready, for whatever may happen in their fields. Attentive, alert. And when the angel of the Lord appeared to them, they were not asleep. They saw the light that shone around them. And they listened and heard the angel's message. We have heard several times throughout this season of Advent the Lord's message. Keep awake, to stay sober and alert, for we do not know the day or the hour of the Lord's coming. We should be prepared and expectant and full of hope. So the shepherds were awake and alert when Jesus Christ came into the world. They saw the light and heard the angels, and they believed. In the following verses, after the gospel reading we heard from Luke just now, the shepherds say to each other, after the angels leave them, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They went and found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. To them, they told what they had heard concerning the child. And when the shepherds returned to their fields, they left glorifying and praising God. What a wonderful example for all of us. What a powerful lesson that is an extension of Advent into Christmas. Every day we do our work, we stay busy doing what we do, and while doing what we do, we need to stay awake and attentive to God all around us. Be alert and aware that we are ever in the presence of God. We need to stay open to the Word of God. We need to hear those messages in our devotions, when we pray, when we study, when we meditate, and when we are just thinking of others. As the shepherds, we must believe and act. Let us go and see all the wonderful things that are happening in our lives. All the hope, all the peace, all the joy, and all the love. And just as the shepherds told Mary and Joseph what wondrous thing had happened to them, we should proclaim to others all those wondrous things that have happened to us. Share that light that shone over us and surrounded us. And we should always glorify God for the light in our lives. All the blessings, all of the gifts, and to always give God thanks and praise as the shepherds did when they returned to their fields. The shepherds' example on that holy night is a powerful lesson to us. We who believe in Christ Jesus. Jesus came into the world as one of us, one among us, as the light unto the world, that heavenly new light that the world needs so desperately today. So let this heavenly light shine all around us so that we may shine through us with that light. Amen.